flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back on a Football Monday brought to you by Chenega Miles, the 2024 Top Workplace. Visit careers with MIOS.com, talking about the Commanders falling in the AFC Championship game to the Philadelphia Eagles, 55-23, a game in which they committed four turnovers. Eagles turned those four turnovers into touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
Hard to win when you have the four turnovers. Hard to win when you allow Saquon Barkley to run for 8 yards a carry. And, oh, Jalen Hurts, he's not bad. No. Jalen Hurts, who gets chastised a lot by the media because he doesn't put up these huge numbers. Nick Sirianni clearly has his back. Jalen Hurts, 20 for 28 for 246 yards and a touchdown. He also had three touchdown runs. All right, it's a tush-push, but can't diminish what they do.
You can kind of diminish the tush-push. I mean, it's a very gimmicky, controversial play.
You can kind of diminish that. They were just on point offensively.
At least I do.
The Bills wish they could run the tush-push like
that's
the
fine.
Eagles.
They've perfected it, but hopefully at some point the NFL comes to their senses and says, this play is outrageous. We need to outlaw it.
Anyway, Jalen Hurts had a really good game. Washington couldn't stop the run. What's your thoughts? I put this on social media yesterday. I didn't put it in a way definitely to say one word. Like, how do you kind of describe this ride? And if I said one word for the season, it would be magical.
Hmm.
I mean, they were 4-13 a year ago. And, you know, you're always hopeful when you draft a guy like Jaden Daniels with the number two pick that he's going to be good, but you don't expect a run all the way to a championship game. They went from 4-13 to 12-5. So if I had to go one word, I would go magical.
It's a little too, I mean, it's a little too, just too euphoric for not winning at all. Like, magical, it's got to end in a championship. So I thought it was exciting I don't know. I would just say excited. The greatest thing is obviously we found our quarterback, and for me, we could stop talking about 2012.
Right. It's over.
That's the big thing. We put 2012 behind us as just another good season. This one surpassed it. There's more reason to be hopeful for the future.
Yeah, they turned a page, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm sure we'll get into it, but the story that came out over the weekend about Snyder.
That's the cherry on top.
That is miserable.
Yeah. It's so great.
So it
I saw that. I slapped both knees 100 times.
It has to make Commanders fans really happy that he is miserable and hating everything that he sees.
Yes.
But I don't know. It was just a great ride.
I don't think you can say magical unless you win a championship.
All right, maybe not.
I'd go surprising.
Shocking
is a good word because, I mean, they tripled their win total from last year with a rookie quarterback.
Yeah.
And a brand new head coach and new everything, new owner. I mean, I know it's year two for the owners, but really it's their first full year owning the team.
I'll throw magical in there. I get what you're saying, and part of me agrees with you, but magical in that they won in a Hail Mary. They won five times on the last play of the game. It's a pretty amazing ride.
Hey, let's hope they have some of that in reserve for 2025 and beyond. Let's not burn up all of those wacky not realistic to bank on type of plays because they had a lot of them jammed in like a 6 or 7 week stretch.
It is interesting to think about, too, how the roster is going to turn over. Like, Bobby Wagner meant so much, but, man, he only can play in a three-foot box. they probably aren't going to bring him back.
And you're kind of looking at Zach Ertz's face and his mannerisms at the end of the game.
It sounds like he might be done.
Yeah, I mean, he looked like he was going to cry as he was walking off the field.
Unbelievable game.
It was great.
I mean, he sent it out of catch washed. From Tress Way.
Yeah.
I thought that McLaurin would play a bigger role. And give credit to the DBs and the defense and Vic Fangio for kind of taking him out of the game, even though he had the one score. But only 7 targets, only 3 catches. They kind of took him out of the game. So I thought he would play a bigger role. But, it's just you don't know how many of these guys are going to be back.
Look, biggest story of the game, as I said, is the turnovers. But kind of beneath that is how did they beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? Long drives, which they had on the first drive of the game. And they punched it in, and they dominated the clock. Well,
convinced you would have had long drives if we didn't turn it over.
You have to run the football effectively. Brian Robinson and Austin Ekeler combined for 51 yards. Yeah. And we saw this even during the win streak where Jaden Daniels would be the leading rusher. And there's nothing wrong with that if you get 150 yards rushing, but yeah, they couldn't run the football, and then conversely couldn't stop the run. It's kind of the same themes we talked about all season long.
I like Austin Ekeler, but I wouldn't have a problem if Adam Peters just walked in and said, I'm revamping the entire running back room. Mm-hmm. I'm sweeping everybody out, and we're just going to start fresh.
Yeah, I'd start with the offensive line,
I mean,
too.
I'd be okay
the offensive
with that.
Line's got
to
get
better.
They
need to go hand in hand.
Certainly. I mean, you need to upgrade on the offensive and clearly the defensive line.
I know what you're saying, JP, about how they struggled to run the ball. You got to give some credit to Philadelphia's run defense. They're just really, really good at it.
Yeah, and you didn't have Cosme.
They are good, but we struggled against everybody.
I don't think you have to totally revamp the offensive line because I think the offensive line, for the most part, gave Jaden Daniels time. He didn't have that much pressure. He dropped back 48 times in this game.
Yeah, but he was just taking the short stuff because they just gave him the short stuff.
I know, but...
Well, he had to drop back 48 times. They were down big from
most
of the game.
Yeah, but he dropped back almost 25 times in the first half.
I will say this about Jaden, who had an unbelievable season. I thought he was a little reticent to run. Like,
he didn't look sharp.
I needed him to run more because the game wasn't... They just weren't, you know... We just didn't have enough going on. I just needed him to take over. And I just never felt like he just took over.
And some of his balls were, not all of them, but he was throwing the ball short and low.
Yeah, he didn't have his best day by far. Yeah. But I just wanted him to run more because guys weren't open or I just saw there were lanes. Yeah. And I was like, dude, you're Superman. I have all the faith in the world. I need you to run a little bit more because it ain't happening today. But, you know, God bless him. The guy's unbelievable. I needed more from him because I didn't think we were going to get it from Brian Robinson and the other guys.
On the other side, it's disappointing that they actually held Saquon to under 120 rushing yards. And we like heading into the week, we were like, if he just has 110 or 120, like that's pretty much it's kind of a win. It's a psychological win against Barkley because you know he can go for 180 against you.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like
if he would have touched the ball more, he probably would have.
Right. He would have, but that's just a missed opportunity. Like, I can't say you held him in check because he ripped you for a 60-yarder the first time he touched the ball, but he didn't have...
In terms of total yards.
He didn't have 200 rushing yards against you.
No, but he had 3 touchdowns.
I know. Every time he touched it, he was a threat.
I mean, think about it. Barkley played Washington 3 times this year. He had 7 touchdowns.
Right.
I mean...
it's a pretty good track record.
It's not bad.
All right, let's go to the phones.
You know
how do you describe this ride?
I hesitate to say this, but I will say it. When you say, what word do you use to describe the season? Now, I'm saying this because I'm down, and it's sad that it's over. You use the word magical. I could use the word fluky.
Sure.
So, hopefully it wasn't too, too fluky. We'll find out next year and the year after. It's not fluky Jaden. He's great. But the overall winning 5 in a row and all that, you know,
they were definitely fortunate.
The way they won them.
They were definitely fortunate in some games. What I would say though, like going to the last Eagles game, people would say, "Well, if Devontae Smith catches that ball, the Commanders, they're not in a position to win the game." But even after he drops that ball, Washington still has to make plays and drive and score.
But when you look at all of the different areas where they need to upgrade,
yes,
it's hard. It's not like the Bills are just going to reload and be right there again next year. And whether they get through or not, who knows? We still got a lot of upgrades.
There are a lot of
upgrades.
Like I keep saying, running the football and stopping the run are two major issues that persisted throughout the season.
Yeah.
Well, this is what you know about Adam Peters. He knows exactly what they need.
He knows the strengths
for sure.
But better than anybody.
For sure. But you can't plug all your holes in 1 year.
No,
you know
that's
what I mean?
Fine. But
a lot of money.
You got to assume that the roster is going to be better than it was this year. And
I hope
that's got to make you feel good.
It'd be hard to be worse. All right, let's go to Paul in D.C. Paul, what's up?
Hey, how y'all doing, man?
Hey, Paul.
Hey, buddy.
Good morning.
How do you feel?
Man, y'all sound like the typical football fan. The wins wasn't, they were fluky. Listen, 90% of the football games in the NFL come on one score. Make sure you're talking about trading Marshawn Lynch, Lattimore.
Uh-huh. You can have him. You can have him. You can have him.
But listen, just hit me up, bro. Y'all got the mic 4 hours. I got it for 50 seconds. Listen.
Maybe.
Marshawn Lattimore was a good cornerback. Anthony Brown and, you know, guys like Mike Evans, they Hall of Famers, like the guy said. So you got to, you know, St. Juice would have been on them, man. It probably would have been worse.
I'm not saying St. Juice is better. I'm just saying Lattimore was a net liability, in my opinion.
Okay, that's cool. But in terms of what I would change about the game, the turnovers is for sure. But I didn't like the fact that Cliff Kingsbury, we're talking about getting rid of all the players, but at the end of the day, you have who you have. Like, we didn't do – all year I've been saying, where's our outside running game? They were coming up the middle with Jordan Davis and Jalen Carter. He never rolled Jaden Daniels out of the pocket. He never did halfback toss. Saquon Barkley's first touchdown was on a halfback toss because they knew they couldn't run that Jonathan Allen and Newsom. So they did all their runs, for the most part, where they scored was on the outside. The touchdown was on the outside. Mm. We didn't have a whole lot of halfback screens.
Go ahead.
They coming up the middle. You got to do a halfback screen, not the wide receiver screen. They sat on that play all day. They was blowing that play up every time they did it because they seen it enough with Terry McLaurin. And if somebody says
they
Terry
also
McLaurin,
have really good personnel. I watched one of the pregame shows before the game, and highlighting Cooper DeJean, and they were showing the play that Terry McLaurin took the house against the Lions, that screen which. Credit Washington and Kingsbury that they basically saw that they had a numbers advantage because they ran somebody in motion. Jaden saw it, throws the quick screen out there. All right. The Eagles had faced that play a bunch, and DeJean gets underneath like the tackler, like he's a good tackler. Like they have guys that make plays. Like you do have to credit them for making plays. Look, when Bond punches out the ball, there are like three Eagles there.
And you credit Vic Fangio, who came in and turned around like a last place defense. They drafted those two corners. Fangio comes in, their defense turns into a formidable one, where it was laughable last year.
Yeah,
so that's credit to Fangio, credit to Howie Roseman for targeting those guys in the front office and adding them to that defense.
All right, let's go to Mike in La Plata. Mike, what's up, man? You're on with the Junks.
Yo, Junks, good morning.
Hey, Mike. Hey, how are you?
Hey, Mike.
Well, first thing I want to say, my world will be thrilling for the season.
Mm-hmm. That's fair. I like that.
You know, they, you know, we weren't expecting what we got, you know what I mean? But I do want to say that the defensive ends pissed me off something royal yesterday because, again, you keep running these outside sweeps and they keep crashing in. And I was watching the offensive tackles on both ends, and every time they would go to the outside, they would place their foot at an angle where they could push off so they can already be on the outside edge when the running back was coming. So if I could see it, why couldn't they see it? That's one thing. Mm-hmm. The second thing is our running backs, man. B-Raw, he got to go. I'm tired of these Alabama kids, man. They're not showing me nothing. Well, front with Allen, Payne, Robinson, none of them cats are showing me nothing, man. So we got to get our defensive line straight. They beat us with four guys all game. The whole game, our offensive line got beat by four guys, no blitz backers. So – that's my take on the game, man. I'm hoarse and I'm pissed off, but hey, I'm happy at the same time.
Well, I like your word thrilling because it doesn't make you think you won a championship. When you say magical, you think of teams that go on a championship run. But thrilling, I think, is a great word because it was a thrilling season.
Yeah.
I would also throw in fluky, but that's just because I'm pissed off. But
you're bummed.
But I think thrilling is definitely an apt descriptor.
My problem with fluky would be, all right, the Hail Mary, fluky. Mm-hmm. I mean, the odds of hitting a Hail Mary, fluky.
I would just say winning so many close games down the stretch like that's kind of fluky.
A lot of those close games are because they've got a rookie quarterback who is completely comfortable in those situations.
No, he's a Hall of Famer.
And
for sure.
They run an offensive system that allows him to thrive in those moments.
I just would compare him, like I say, compare him to the Bills, who are just going to do some little tweaks, and we need, like, massive overhauls.
But what I'd compare him to the Bills is in this respect. Most experts thought the Bills were going to suffer a down season because they lost all kinds of players. They lost Stephon Diggs. They lost key defensive players.
Mm-hmm.
But they kept the main guy, Josh Allen. Well, and every year with Josh Allen, you've got a chance. So he lifts up
the roster.
You had a quarterback, though you said they've got plenty of weapons. We all thought that this roster, let's just talk about the offense, was lacking, but he lifted up the offense.
That's what great players do. They elevate guys around them. Guys like Zacchaeus, guys like Noah Brown before he got injured. Guys like De'Ami Brown, who came on late in the season.
All right, let's go to Ben in Silver Spring. Ben, what's up, man? You're on with the Junks.
My one word for this year is fun. One thing I used to, when I still had my season tickets, one of the things I used to always tell people around me, you never leave this hellhole early. You never know what's going to happen. And so I think that's the biggest thing. We didn't have big expectations this year. We've got a great front office. It looks like they'll be able to fill the gaps. And I think this year was fun.
All right.
Of course.
It's definitely fun. Yeah. I mean, when you triple your win
total, I think everyone would agree with you.
Yeah, when you usher out Ron, you bring in Quinn. Daniel's rookie season.
It was exciting.
It was definitely fun.
It was exciting.
Fun
exciting,
season to follow.
Shocking year. And then now the expectations go up.
Yep. They have to.
As
they
does,
should.
As does the schedule strength.
Yeah, well.
Let's go to D in Bellsville.
That happens a lot, too.
D, what's up?
Good morning, Junkies. Good morning.
How are you?
Hey, D.
I was good with fun and all that, but it was surprising for us. Because we didn't expect to even be here.
For sure. I
wouldn't say I'm disappointed so much because I look at this team as a new team. I don't look at it as a team from 20 years ago or even 12 years ago or whatever. Mm-hmm. I look at this as a new team. These are young players trying to figure each other out. Yes, we do have a wonderful quarterback, but they still have to learn. They have to live and learn. Okay? So it's a piece of humble pie that they had. Okay, and this should only make them hungrier.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That game yesterday, I didn't like it.
Well,
it's hard to like it.
It's hard to like when people put a double nickel on you. That's never fun.
I'll tell you, watching the game, I was locked in. I kept my composure the entire game until the Eckler fumble. That's when I
lost it.
That's when I smashed my ottoman.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's a leather ottoman. I just put my hand on it.
Did it scare everybody else in the room?
I scared my mom a little bit.
Okay. I saw your mom was wearing your Jaden Daniels jersey.
Yeah. I tried to get her locked in.
Very good.
She was falling asleep through half of it. She tried to watch, but she was interested.
Yeah, she did her best.
It was hard to stay awake for her. But that's where I lost my, that's where I knew it was over. Like,
yeah.
Just so many turnovers, and that one was just a killer. Then that was it.
And I don't know his history, but Eckler strikes me as a guy who doesn't cough up the ball a ton.
Well, he didn't really cough it up. I mean, they just knocked it. It was a great play by them. I don't even know how you defend. I guess you just don't get up, or you got to put two hands.
You just got to be careful with the ball.
When guys punch it, if they connect, they're probably going to knock it out.
Unless you're just like a strong man and you just were able to cradle that ball with the one arm and somebody doesn't knock it out.
If I'm Joe Witt or Dan Quinn, I'm doing that punch drill. I'm sure they do. I do it 30 minutes every practice.
I'm sure every team does it.
Sirianni emphasized that with all his guys.
Oh, well, he emphasized, especially when they get up.
Correct.
And Eckler even said in the post game, I shouldn't have got up.
Right.
And it must be, it's a known thing. When you get up, you're using probably one hand to get up.
If you know you haven't been touched by the other team, you know you can gain extra yardage.
Yeah, it's instinctive to get up, of course.
That was the 29th.
That's when you're vulnerable.
29th forced fumble by Philadelphia this year.
So
they do it a lot. But Eckler's got small hands. This is what Brady said.
Yeah.
He said he's got very small hands. He's got to secure the ball. He's had fumbling problems over the course of his career.
I'm sure he does. I honestly don't blame him. It's just great play by them. I tip my cap to him. I don't even know if Hercules could have held on that ball. The way they punch it out. Like, I don't even know how you hold on to it.
800-636-1067. How do you describe this ride this season? Commanders do lose in the NFC Championship game in Philadelphia. Get kind of embarrassed on the scoreboard, at least 55-23. We'll take more of your calls next. 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.